Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
This is the Market Comment Podcast at XM.com for Wednesday, April 17th by Achilleas Georgolopoulos. I'm Christina Marujos. The market's attention remains firmly on Middle East developments. With Israel opting for a low-key verbal reaction over the past 24 hours, the market is trying to feel a bit more confident that the situation will not escalate further. However, the possibility of retaliation remains very strong and thus could catch some market participants by surprise. Amidst these events, U.S. stock indices had a mixed performance on Tuesday. Interestingly, the S&P 500 index recorded its third consecutive negative session with a cumulative correction of 3%. The sequence has taken place only three times during 2024, with an average drop of around 1.1% each time. Surprisingly, four negative sessions in a row have not been recorded since the 2023 festive period. The main reason for this continued weakness is the strong U.S. data releases and Fed officials' commentary. While stopping short of mentioning rate hikes, Chairman Powell on Tuesday highlighted that the recent data have not given greater confidence in inflation, with Vice Chairman Jefferson indirectly stating that rate cuts could be a long way off. Bauman and Mester today could also appear hawkish and potentially inflict further damage to market sentiment amidst a very light U.S. data calendar. The euro-dollar pair is hovering at a five-month low as the market has been forced to react to the divergent monetary policy outlooks, with most ECB members, including President Lagarde, highlighting the June rate cut as the baseline scenario, and the mostly soft euro area data releases, there is scope for another dollar rally today, especially as ECB members Schnabel, Cipollone, and De Coss are unlikely to differ much from the prevailing tune in their scheduled appearances today. Dollar-yen is in the red today, but it remains just a tad below its 34-year high of 154.78. Pressure is mounting on the Japanese authorities for a response, despite the Bank of Japan smiling about the potentially higher imported inflation. In a common statement, South Korea and Japan expressed serious concerns on their depreciating currencies, but the market will likely keep testing them until they intervene, or an external event causes a retracement of the recent moves. Maybe Friday's Japanese inflation report and next week's Bank of Japan meeting could turn the tide in favor of the yen. The UK's headline and core inflation indicators recorded sizable drops earlier today, but they managed to surprise on the upside. The pound is trying to make gains against both the dollar and the euro, but today's performance might quickly reverse when commentary from three Bank of England members, including Governor Bailey, hits the news wires. With core inflation north of 4%, oil prices remaining high, and a general election campaign gradually getting at full swing, Bank of England members might find it difficult to justify the current rate cut expectations. This was today's Market Comment Podcast at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.